Hello dear student, welcome back. Very important chapter we start now. Chapter 2, that is introduction and introducing marketing, the systematic process that we are going to talk. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. So introducing marketing, the systematic process that we talk about, in this particular unit or chapter, we would be learning the concept of marketing and its characteristic. Why do we do marketing? The whole idea of marketing, what is it? We will talk about that. We will know various marketing approaches. How do we become successful? What approaches to take? How to do marketing? And various methods of that. We will also understand the component of marketing system in detail. Various marketing systems that are prevalent, that are practiced, that are implemented. We will also look at essential marketing propositions. And we will understand the importance of online marketing practice today. These are all the systematic process that we are focusing in the chapter to follow. So let's begin and understand marketing facilities exchanges. At its simplest, in a nutshell, in summary, marketing can be explained as process of achieving exchanges between two groups. Of course, there are various marketing explanation and various understanding that you may be having in your mindset, but we try to approach this with the simplest way. And one of the simplest example is the process of achieving exchanges between two groups. And who are those two groups that we are talking of? The customer selecting or using the products, and the producing or the producer organization who is designing, supplying, and selling the product. So between these two groups, when any activity happen or explanation happen, that is marketing. There are various examples. I'll pick up few of them. Couple of them I would put it up. They say, where marketing ends, the sales begin. So to start selling, you need to market. Another understanding of marketing is, there is a very fine line between marketing and sales. Also, one mind, here referred as a group, one mind influencing other mind, which is a buyer, to buy the product. So in this case, putting this example, the customer is as a mind, it is being influenced by the producer who has produced the product. So with this all explanation of marketing facility exchange, we try to understand further. In terms of customer, let's understand what is marketing in the concept of a customer. Understanding the needs and the desires of existing and potential buyers, why they buy? Why do they need to be marketed? Because they want to buy. Why they buy? This has to be understood first. Understanding the buying pattern or the preferences which product they select. And we need to understand that what are their preferences? A buyer who is looking for anything, say for example, a garment, a shirt. So what is their preference? Depending on the product, depending on the price, all that has to be understood as a buying pattern. How they get information about product offers? What is your marketing platform? How would you like to sell your product? So how they would, what is the best way of providing this information? And where they buy their product from? This has to be understood from the customer. Where they buy their product? And whether they buy directly or through intermediary. Yes. And in the last, of course, in this slide, we say, what are their feedback? The sale or the marketing doesn't end. It goes with what is the feedback after buying a product. A good marketing practice always goes with feedback or comment after their purchase and consumption of product. Because this helps in developing your product further. So these are all marketing activities from the customer's point of view. Now, as the two groups which we just discussed, the customer and the producer, we understood in terms of customer, the marketing activity. Now we pick up marketing activity in terms of producers. Which products to produce and why? For example, producing woolen in the summer month is not a good production and also good marketing. So which product to produce and why, especially new product? How many products to produce? Volume of supply? What you would like to come up? What is your production line? How much you think will be the requirement in the market? All that has to be understood from the producer point of view. And what price? Whether your consumer that for whom you are producing this will be able to buy this product, whether this price will be suitable for them. And then, again, as I mentioned, how to communicate, how to reach to your end user. What is the way that you should approach to them? How to communicate? What media to pick up? Which platform? Social or other? When and where to make them available to the buyer? This also plays and brings marketing as an activity. So we have two external business environment as the current research and our study that we are talking. First, we look at the micro environment. Micro environment consisting of suppliers, customers, competitors, distribution system, or marketing intermediary, etc. These are all under the micro environment, which means limited to micro environment. Could be suppliers, could be customer, competitor, distributor, etc. And when we look at a larger canvas, which is a macro environment, it consists of socio-culture environment. Whether this product will be sellable in a specific market, in a specific cultural environment, whether politically or government environment is suitable for this product and market that. Technologically, whether there is an environment prevailing for that. Demographic environment and legal environment, etc. So this covers the macro environment. And both are external business environment which are important to be borne in mind before you take up marketing activities. We now come to marketing approaches. Quite an important factor to put your product, what approach to make. So product-based approach is first to study. This term represents the organization focusing entirely on their internal contribution, internal capabilities in terms of products by creating product which unique features. What they say is unique selling points. So whatever product that you would always see, any product that is marketed comes up with the quality where they count on the unique features, be it is a mobile phone, be it is a laptop or a consumer product in tourism. The tour operator would say, we meet you at the airport. We provide you with a bouquet to your guests. These are all unique features that can be offered, and a marketing approach can be done on your product base. The product approach or strategy focuses on developing an exceptional product that will draw in customers because of intrinsic attributes. So this means only on your product that you are developing, for example, this doesn't exist in the marketing and the market demand for this type of product. So we are developing. For example, a tour operator would come up with a tour, their marketing approach to meet the consumer or the end user who look for Jain food. This is an example. And that is a product that they have approached, that wherever you go on a holiday, be it is Europe, Far East, Japan, America, we will provide you Jain food along with your travel planning. So that is a product that they have developed. A product that has been developed for senior citizens. What the senior citizen would look for. People developing a product, for example, cruise liners would come up, what is their product, what they have developed for Generation Z, for seniors, for couples, what they have and what we have done for them. So that's a product approach strategy, developing exceptional product that will draw customer because of these special attributes. Like, we have another approach, production-based. And this approach represents the organization focusing entirely on its internal capabilities in terms of products and approach. For example, you would hear that our honey that we sell is picked up from the farms in Mahabaleshwar, where bee flies are being harvested to produce the highest quality of honey. This is an example. So product-backed approach, business whose products are typically in strong and rising demand and profitable. So this is on a product-based approach. The product and production-based approach emphasizes both product feature and production efficiency. Now, these are combination of two, product and production based. So we produce the product in accordance, we approach to the product, the final product that is being offered is based on both product features and product. We are in, so a tour operator offers with a German-speaking guide available, and we develop an itinerary that will attract the German tourists. So this is a product and production done on the basis and approach that has emphasized on what the German would like. And we have a German-speaking guide that we have hired to handle such clientele. So this is a combination of production, product-based approach. Quite a good understanding of marketing approach before we pick up what marketing approaches are done for tourism product. We are understanding the marketing approaches overall applicable to market any product as such. Now sales base, we have seen in the previous slide, product and production base. Now we are based looking at sales base. The approach represents the organization focusing mainly on its internal capabilities in terms of product sale and effective utilization of additional capacity. To understand this further, organization focusing mainly on internal capabilities. So they have branches spread all over Maharashtra, or they have branches and team available throughout India. For example, a destination management company that sells India and international market will take this as their approach. They will highlight to the international tourists in another country that yes, we have our product that has capacity as an additional capacity that focus mainly on our internal growth and capabilities. The business focus is on achieving sales. Obviously, any business that goes into action has a focus on sales. Why do we do marketing? To come and make a sale, as I mentioned in one of the definition, that marketing activity and sales are interlinked. You do marketing to create sale. All that marketing that happens around is to ensure that it generates into a sales. So business focuses on achieving sales. Increase expenditure on advertising. I repeat, the business focus is on achieving sales, which I pointed out. Increase expenditure on advertising and distribution and on-sales promotion or price discounts may be done for demand creation. You need to market your product. For that, you need to spend money on promotion. You have to spend money or expenses on advertising, distribution, and on sales promotion. Then, of course, you generally see that if you buy two, you will get 50% discount, etc. It may be demand creation. In airline, for example, in the low season, airline would say, pay for the first passenger in business class 100%, the second accompanying passengers pay only 50% of the price. So this is to create a demand for a business class on a specific airline. These are just examples. So discounts may be done for demand creation, for available surplus production capacity. So if you have created certain product, then you sell it off with 50% discount, or buy one, get one for free. All these type of sales-based marketing approaches. We come again to another marketing-based marketing approach. So marketing-based is, this approach represents the organization focusing on the market. Outward looking. So you look at the market and accordingly planning their business operation. So you look at a market and then you make an approach. So it's a market-based approach. This approach will enable to adapt to market condition by looking at it from the customer's viewpoint. As we all know, we always have learned that the customer is king. And customer's viewpoint should always be borne in mind in your marketing approach. Selling a product to a market that has got no consumer, you cannot market in that area. Likewise, a customer's viewpoint should be borne in mind in order to secure and sustain an adequate share of the available demand to develop new markets. International tourism boards have now been very active marketing. I'll pick up an example, purely an example. Thailand Tourism Board have been very successfully marketing Thailand in the tier 1 cities. Now they have moved from tier 1 to tier 2 and tier 3 cities, where they think that they will be able to tap more customers going to Thailand from tier 2 and tier 3 cities in India. So now Thailand Tourism Board have gone to tier 2 cities like Pune, like Nashik. I'm giving example from Maharashtra. And likewise, they have gone into Sholapur and other tier 3 or 2 cities. These are all market-based approach and marketing activities taken, keeping the customer's viewpoint. Now, here we have something more to understand about essential market proposition. We pick up an example from American Marketing Association, and what they say about marketing is the activity that compromises set of institution and processes for creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging offering that have value for customer. Mind it, the customer should feel, what's the value in it for me? How much it is for my value if I pay? What they say is value for money. The customer should find that product that he is buying, what is the value of that? Keeping in mind client, partner, and society at large. So this is how the Marketing Association of America defines the marketing activity. I once again read it for you. The activity that compromises. So in that activity, there are institutions involved, the process for creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging offers that have value for customers, clients, partners, and society. That is why many a time, many products are offered at the value, and anything that is offered is taken as an added value to that product. For example, a tour operator would say that if you buy a city tour of Dubai, we will offer you an entry into Dubai Museum. And the customer would think, oh yes, this is coming for me as a value added to my city tour of Dubai. Otherwise, entrance to museum will cost me, say, $5, which is coming as an added value, and it has a value. It is not just for free. So these are the example and proposition that we understood. We further go into understanding essential marketing proposition. Marketing is management approach or orientation. So marketing is a science in itself. Any management science that we study these days, marketing is also a science, a technology that has to be understood in that concept as a marketing proposition. Now, marketing compromises of three main components linked within a system. And when we say about the system, as I just mentioned, we are referring to the marketing system that exchanges the transaction. So marketing can be both the prospective, long-term, and short-term. So some marketing you need to be doing for a long-term. And some marketing you do it only a short-term marketing. Another addition to marketing, essential marketing proposition refers to especially analysis of current market conditions. You cannot market a product which, according to marketing condition, are out of date. Yes, for example, handset of mobile phone that were used in 90s will not have any market in big demand like it used to be once upon a time, the Nokia handset. So likewise, marketing is also to analyze the current market condition and sometimes trends therein. So right now, the trend is for Android. People are looking for mobile phone which are Android and not the normal handset which used to just pick up phone and dialing and answering phone. So it may be useful for carrying the sustainable business. And mind it, all these understanding of market condition is to sustain your business growth. Yes, marketing facilities, the effective and efficient conduct of business is important. Marketing facilities is also important to conduct business because that will help you to put effective and efficient business.